duck.
Oh, is that what he says?
No, that's what I say.
Show me.
No, I don't think it's honourable to show love letters.
No more do I. But I'll show you my good figs if you show me your Carl.
Would you? Oh, well, that's different. Carl likes rather a bad hand, but he has lovely eyes.
He looks big, can't spell. But he has exquisite moustaches.
After all, what does anything else matter?
My dear Grog, you needn't have the least apprehension. I give you my word that she'll receive you today.
Prince, I ask for no sound of security.
Where are your credentials from Papa?
I've got them off with letters in its usual place next to my heart.
Well, you'd better take it out and smooth it and have it ready to present. How do you do, ladies?
Dear little prince.
Poor little prince.
Silly little prince.
Oh, I say, Honeycomb, can you believe they're making fun of me?
Your Highness can never be mistaken.
Oh, I don't care. Little things amuse little minds, you know. Ladies, allow me to present Papa's envoy, Baron Grog. The Baron is to have the privilege of an audience with Her Highness this afternoon.
Great tidings! General Fritz is returning at the head of his triumphant troops. He is to be officially received in an hour from now. He has come back victorious, happy and glorious. Her Highness is uproarious.
Uproarious!
Positively uproarious!
Back off, boys, off back!
Ladies, ladies, you're late, you're late. Her Highness is waiting.
Now, ladies, pass the way, ladies. Please.
That is so.
The guard lifts the tapestry and denounces the Baron. He bows reverently to the august presence in which...
Say, my young friend, steady, steady, you've gone too far. The halfway across the little anteroom, before he gets to the tapestry, there is an archway to which you'll be piloted with great deference. The confronting the archway, there is a marble staircase.
Down which you will be personally conducted with great reverence.
The guard will then guide you with extra deference to the Hall of a Thousand Mirrors, the throne room, the arbitration room, and the international apology room.
There, extra super, the plus ultra reverentially across the yard to the back gate.
Where you will find his carriage and the royal remembrancer, who will tell him with extra super fine pictures double mill diagonal deference, that the Baron's audience is postponed for another day.
You mean to say that those are really Her Highness's instructions?
On my word of honour.
She surely wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't dare? My dear Prince, what an ass. With the greatest, most profound respect, what an ass Your Highness must be. Have you forgotten that today is the day of General Fritz's return in his character of conquering hero? If you think that the Grand Duchess will have eyes today for anybody except him and her looking glass, you are very much mistaken.
I hate the very name of Fritz. He's a loathsome man, I think. So hideously muscular.
Whatever he may be, he is the man.
The man of the moment, yes. But when that moment's over...
Yes?
Yes. What then?
Oh, nothing. I didn't mean anything.
Oh, it hasn't taken yet.
Why not turn straight to me? The enemy, where are they? Let me get them.
No, that's the private enemy that was promoted to the position of general enemy.
He means Fritz.
Forgive my excitement, gentlemen. I've been a fortnight doing nothing. I feel homesick for the battlefield.
Ladies and gentlemen,
bloodshot. For how is skill and tactics great? Without a blow, I flawed the foe.
General Boone?
Certainly. The idea occurred to him by my orders.
No, no, no. energies, as a body might say, a bit gone on me.
Madness.
What a laughable state of things.
Laughable?
Oh, no. No, not laughable. Fancy my saying laughable. I mean, peculiar, strange, unusual. What's she like? Bit of all right, is she?
My courtiers say she is the most beautiful woman in Gerolstadt. About her rank, I will say nothing.
Rank? She's a lady of rank. Stunt, crow.
Except this, that she can place within your reach everything you could possibly desire. Surely you have guessed where the lady is?
Well, nearly. Wait a bit. Yeah? I'm getting hot. I'm boiling.
No, it's no good.
I never could guess, Riddle. Tell me what she said.
She said, and if I knew, behold him, then
chief superintendent of police.
Give it to me.
You see, it would have been all right if Walter hadn't been born.
Well, she has been born. Some passing. This orderly conduct of General Fritz. Public outrage. Arraigning a town with a village wench known as Rhonda. I must investigate this. Is my chief superintendent there?
He is, Your Highness.
A wonder it can't be.
Lady comes up to me and says, "Here I am, General." What might you answer? I mean, if I said, "I have some, I'm not taking any," she'd just as likely get mad. Why, Jew, she'd have no right to get mad. I mean, if a lady writes and asks a gentleman for the pleasure of his company to dinner, he writes back saying that due to a prior engagement, he can't give himself the pleasure. Well, that's my point. He don't write and say, "I don't want your nasty dinner." And I don't care if I don't want your nasty company. What I says is that a previous engagement, which I mean wonder, prevents me from giving myself the pleasure. So I'll just mention it to the Grand Duchess and she can pass on a word to her lady. I knew it.
You don't understand. Not in the least.
You shall. Observe that picture.
Oh. I can't bear it. I'm an impressionist, you know.
Never mind. Press your finger upon that weather-beaten hero's left boot.
I dare say.
You only have to press it lightly.
I've been having that sort of way before. You go and press a spring and something flies out and hits you on the nose. I don't think it's a bit funny.
No, on my word of honor, it's nothing of that kind.
I shall be really angry if it turns out to be a practical joke.
Centuries have rolled since yonder panel last yawn.
200 years! I have a kind of instinct that you're going to tell me a tale.
A terrible tale.
Oh, do.
I will. You must understand that that corridor has two ends.
How extraordinary. How weird.
At one end is this room. At the other is the Crimson Suite, where General Fritz is to be lodged.
Aha!
There are two secret. This one concealed by the portraits of a warrior, the other by the portrait of a lady. To open our panel, you press the warrior's left boot. To open the further one, you press the lady's left knee.
Her left knee?
Yes, a little fancy of the painters. The subject of this portrait was one Max, Baron Seidlitz von der Paudigerstein. The other one represents the Grand Duchess Victorine, ancestress of our Grand Duchess.
Go on, your story fascinates me.
And if the
Against
That was, to a certain extent, our original idea. Subject to alteration, of course.
Say no more. I install myself Lady President of the League.
Hello.
That's better. What a relief.
Do you know what General Fritz has done? He has had the insolence to ask my permission to marry the girl Wanda. My friends, I sent him that permission. Very soon, he and his